Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Luke Radowski, Stuart Howe, We Are Change LA, We Are Change New York, join us. Guys, I get real mad. I have asked good lawyers to contact you guys. Class C is very easy to deal with. They will try to drop it as soon as they know you're going to fight it. You need to subpoena those tapes. You don't want to get off. You want to make this a showcase of their fraud. You want to drag these liars in. And at the same time, you want to go ahead and file for defamation because regardless, the police say that he accidentally hurt somebody. They're saying he savagely wailed and beat, and there's calls for his death, calls for his murder on these websites. And again, Michelle Malkin and all of you can be, I may just dig the money, I'm just giving it to you. I mean, she needs to be dragged into court. She needs to be in interrogatories. She needs to get to enjoy being deposed. Her lies need to be brought to justice. She wants to write books about how we all need to be put in camps. I've had enough of it. Fox News and that pack of criminals. And I say pack of criminals. It's illegal when they take money for fake newscasts. It's illegal when they've got Pentagon propaganda on their channels in backroom deals. All the Congress has said it's illegal. All right, let's go back to Luke. Luke, instead of me ranting and raving, I should have asked you in the break. So how many different lawyers have contacted you?
We're in talks with five lawyers. Some of them are good. Some of them want some money. But we're going to make this a huge deal no matter what, and we're definitely looking to countersue the New York Post, Hannity, Michelle Malkin, everybody that's slandered and libeled and is trying to destroy our name will be sued for their actions.
I mean, listen, you've got to be sued when you're saying you attacked a woman in a wheelchair viciously. Go ahead.
It's ridiculous because it's accidental assault, assault three. That's what it is. Look at the official police report. That's what the New York Post should have done. Just looked at the police report and seen exactly what happened, seen exactly the accusations and scary. And then the next day, the father's going to come out and talk to the New York Post and say we assaulted his daughter. And then his daughter's on Hannity, and then Michelle Malkin's talking about it, and then the Wall Street Journal's libels and slanders our name. This is disgusting, and we will not stand for this, and we will rise up all together.
You hear that? You're getting
this example. We'll make this a huge
example. You're getting sued. Guaranteed, we're suing some of these people. You understand, Neil Collins? Go ahead and laugh over at the Free Republic. Go ahead and laugh all over. You're going to find out. You're going to find out, okay?
And that's
I want money swelling their coffers, and I'm going to give you money if I have to, Luke.
We're not backing down.
That's it. I'm donating $10,000. That's it. $10,000. But I need to be able to direct a little bit of this.
Of course.
I don't want to just hand it to some little punk New York lawyer.
Of course. I mean, thank you. I can't thank you enough for that. I mean, we're not going to back down.
Listen,
no matter what.
But here's the deal. We need people to start, because I haven't even done this yet, screenshotting all their sites, saving all of it, the civil rights violation of calling for hiring hit teams, all of it. Screenshot it all. Grab it all now. I'm going to have my office grab it right now. I mean, let's show these people what they've done.
Exactly. And we're not going to back down. These people want to attack us. We're going to double our efforts. We confronted so many more people afterwards. We're going to sue them. We're going to put them into court. And we're going to make this an example of how they're trying to set us up, provocateurs, attack us, and destroy our name and destroy our message of getting justice for all those affected by 9/11. And nothing is going to stop us right now.
This is what defamation suits are all about. A concerted effort by a media empire and their allied cronies to lie and say that someone viciously, premeditatedly attacked a little girl in a wheelchair.
Sick, and it's disgusting, and we're not going to back down no matter what. The time is now. We're going to make this a prime example of how they cannot mess with us, and we're going to put them right into court. We're going to make an example out of this case about how they're trying to provocateur stage attacks on us, and we're going to win. I mean, we have everything on our side.
Well, I'll say this. All of them have 24 hours to retract.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The strategy here is to sue the neocon sub-minions first. Also file suit on Fox, but the real attack is against their minions. They have less funds. They even exaggerated more on what Fox News did and then had their minions call for violent attacks. And that's how you do it. You hit a whole bunch of them, you will, and none of you are going to beat the ride. You all will lose. We will win. Freedom will win. That's it. I want money to pour into We Are Change. And we need to have Gary file probably, I would bundle two different groups into two different suits. It costs twice as much, but again, firing more torpedoes at the enemy will only freak them out that much worse and then make them spend money to defend themselves. You don't have a prayer. Everybody knows you're a pack of liars, Fox and Fox Cesspool Holdings. And Gary didn't sit there wailing, beating savagely on the girl in the fake police report because the cops didn't want to go to jail for false reports. They know he drove the wheelchair into Gary. They know that that's the best they can do is claim that by him assaulting Gary, that they can try to twist it. But you're cooked right there. Their own report doesn't say that he purposely hit her. But see, that's a lie too. And so you have been shown yet again to be fraudulent liars.
a pack of deceptive liars.
And Gary, for the rest of his life, his name is going to be ruined. Already has people calling for violence, calling for his death, death threats. I mean, think about Gary Tallis, German Gary Tallis. Nickname's Gary. Think about German. His whole life he's known now as some type of demon who just runs up and starts. Look at their official story. He just runs up out of nowhere and starts beating a girl in a wheelchair. But it's Fox's M.O. It's neocon M.O. They were throwing babies out of incubators. They were nerve gassing a dog. They had WMDs hidden under a rose bush. They had uranium from Niger. They had aluminum tubes. They're going to hit us with nukes in 45 minutes. Saddam Hussein has electromagnetic bombs that can destroy the earth. We need to tase the 9/11 truthers. We need to beat them to a pulp. We need to arrest them. MSNBC, we need to send them to secret camps and kill them! Kill them! Torture them! I mean, these cartoon characters, these pimps, these little lying scumbags in suits on TV with info babes, with all these idiots watching, believing your bull. Sean Hannity with that stage phone call. Oh, we've got a call. Hello, young lady. Well, how can I help you? I'm the girl they attacked. Oh, I'm so lucky I answered the phone. It was you. Oh, what did they do? They beat me, Mike. They beat me when my daddy was begging me. The vicious creature attacked me. Disgusting. Sickening. And if we wouldn't have got David Frum on tape, the neocon attacking We Are Change three times, coming up slapping him, slapping the camera, poking him with a bottle, it'd be all over the news. David Frum attacked by the vicious savage. Stuart Howe pounded him in the face, breaking his nose, karate chopping him in the throat. Stuart Howe jumped over the table and began biting him and savagely kneeing him, viciously screaming cuss words. But we got the video. He wasn't able, he tried three times to knock it out of his hand, hitting it hard. Wham! Wham! And if he'd have been able to get that camera with the, oh, it'd all been over. But you weren't able to, were you? In fact, he says, I'm here to give you a message, and starts cussing. Jumps over the table and attacks. I'm here to give you a message from Christopher Hitchens. Jumps over the table and attacks. All right, in closing, anything else, Stuart Howe? I appreciate all your time.
Yeah, I appreciate your efforts, too. And, Luke, amazing stuff back there, bro. And, Alex, thank you for rallying support. You know, we're out here. Bruno has a Fox lawsuit against him. We've been to court twice. We're spread thin. I shot that stuff on a borrowed camera. And so, you know, your supporting us is so appreciated. I mean, we really, really respect and admire all your efforts and all the change people, Luke and everybody. You know, we're trying to do what we can with the limited resources that we've all got. You know, Bruno's looking for legal representation.
Yeah, let's be clear. Tell folks what happened with Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno, our group, We Are Change LA, was at Vox, and they were doing an outreach and protest, real peaceful on the sidewalk, and security came up and accosted him, and then of course they had him arrested and accused Bruno of assault and interfering with their operations, and because
that's on video, isn't it? That happened months ago.
Yeah, parts of it are on video, but they're still proceeding. They were forced to drop the actual assault charges against Bruno, but they're proceeding with other aspects of the case, and so we're
criminal.
Well,
it's not a lawsuit; it's criminal, right?
I believe it is. Yeah, Bruno's has all of.
But I mean, here's the deal. Here, notice it's always Fox, one of their key operations. And that's why a decent Sony camera, DV cam, is only like $300. So, yeah, somebody needs to give We Are Change $1,000 so you can buy three of these cameras. You can look, you were alone with Frum, and he wasn't able to get your camera, though he tried. Listen, you can't go out alone, and I've always told Luke and everybody else, have like three cameras, two up front, and then one at a distance, like when they tried to set Luke up with a bomb. They had to back off the setup because they saw the other guy with the camera, and he had to run off with the camera. They were going to set Luke up. They said, we're going to plant bombs on you. Your life's over. I mean, only that there was the other camera, they called off their operation.
You guys have to understand, sir, they'll plant guns on you. They'll do anything.
Yeah,
they don't play games, okay?
No, I believe you. I just had to go with what I had and go into it with what I had.
No, I understand. I probably would have done the same thing, too. It's just I understand, you know, it's the thrill of the chase there with these enemies of freedom, but they're just such trash.
In fact, it was funny, Alex. I got an email from the girl, Laurel, great member of our meetup, who loaned us the camera, and she said, oh, now I can see why you need a new pro-consumer camera. You know, this one, you know, may not last long getting hit by these neocons.
Absolutely. We'll give folks the contact info then. Your site's up, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, the org.org site is having problems right now, but we do have a PayPal donation aspect on the meetup group, which is 9-11.meetup.com at 359, which is the LA, you know, base online for meetup.
Chapter 359.
Yeah, 9-11.meetup.com/359. Yeah, and, you know, we're definitely, you know, appreciative of all support, you know, both with the legal thing and with our camera.
LA needs to ramp up their operations. We commend you and we appreciate you, Stuart. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, Luke, I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover here. I think you're going to get donations from our great audience out there today. You know, I'm very busy. I'm not saying who I'm important. I'm saying I'm so busy, I was up here working till again midnight last night. I don't have time to oversee your lawyers. I don't have time to deal with all this. But I really can't donate a bunch of money myself that's critical to our operations unless I know. And I think it's shameful that as the millions of listeners we have, that we don't have serious lawyers. This is the type of thing Gary Spence might take. We got some contacts there, but he's so busy and retired now. We need to, you know, I know there's some champions of liberty out there who aren't just cynical, and we can pay for your hotel or whatever. You know, if you live in New Jersey or upstate New York or in New York, I mean, this is ridiculous. You need to call Luke. We need lawyers that are good at litigating for defamation. I mean, this is Fox stinking news. This is Rupert Murdoch, Sunday Times of London, though they were given the video, didn't want it, and said that We Are Change Ireland, for no reason, attacked, stole the bag, and beat up the member of European Parliament. When on video, he attacks them. It's clear video. They said, we don't care. We're going to put it in here that you attacked. I mean, there's no end of these people. Now they say that Gary ran up and started savaging someone in a wheelchair, and now they're using that all over the place against us? I mean, they're so used to bullying and getting away with everything and always having their stinking way. Michelle Malkin, the fake conservatives over at Free Republic, all of them, Fox News. I've had it with you. I've had it with your lies. I've had it with your fraud. I've had it with your calls for violence by your stinking members. Luke, you got a couple minutes. Go ahead and say whatever you want.
In closing, we are winning. That's why we are under attack. We Are Change Ireland is under attack. We Are Change LA is under attack. Every Saturday we go to Ground Zero, we are under attack. Every time we do a Truth Squad, we are under attack. We are winning the info war. That's why they are attacking us. And I just wanted to add, Gary's name is being destroyed all over the place. He recently tried to go for a job, and they turned his job down because of everything that happened recently.
Yes.
We're also getting a bunch of death threats from
everybody.
And
let me be clear. Let me stop you. I'm going to hold you over, and I'm going to try to shut up and let you talk. But you just brought up key points right there. The definition of libel, slander, defamation, of course, slander is a verbal or over the air, libel written, but defamation is the overarching term, is knowing you're lying, manufacturing a lie with the intent to cause harm. That all fits that, and now he needs a record. Needs to write it down. Needs to create an affidavit signed by him that he was turned down and where. That is massive damages right there. He needs to call that person back and say, where did you hear it? Because whether the person likes it or not, we're going to subpoena him or her. The death threats are all key. I can get you the money. The listeners will get you the money, Luke, but you got to quit school. You can't sit here and play war part-time. Okay? If you really want to go after these enemies and make them pay for their defamation, it's a full-time job to sue these people. It isn't enough to throw money at lawyers. You've got to craft the case, prepare it, and then ram it straight down their dirty throats.
We'll be right back. Luke Radowski, wearechange.org. That's the card. Let's give them money right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the 1 in 4 who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Whatever you want.
I just really want to say thank you to you especially. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for all the people listening. Thank you for all the people taking action. Thank you for all the people donating. We usually don't ask for donations, but we really do need it now. We're going to make this a huge case. We're going to do everything we can to make an example out of this. And again, get out there, confront people wherever they go. They should not go anywhere without being confronted. And we're not going to stop. The death threats are not going to stop us. The provocateur actions are not going to stop us. and we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we will never stop until we get ultimate justice for 9/11.
Well, a lot of the well-meaning cowards on the neocon websites, they really think we beat up a girl in a wheelchair. They really believe that their wicked mother, Fox News, that, you know, that they suckle from. But it's cyanide. I mean, they're just so pathetic. They think open borders and gun control is conservative. It's just so sick. It's so sick.
It is sick, and it's a very sad day to see what's going on right now and seeing people actually believe the propaganda that Fox News, that the New York Post puts out there. But we're out there. We're going to countersue. We're going to win this court case. We're not going to back down. We're going to make an example out of this about how the mainstream
media... Well, you're not countersuing. You're not being sued, Luke. I mean, just getting terms straight out there. The police, because it was embarrassing, a guy with a wheelchair uses it as a weapon in attacks, according to Gary, and I believe him, and I believe the eyewitnesses, and I believe their M.O. And then the police say it's accidental assault on Gary because they, you know, were agreeing with the neocon angle. But they don't want to get caught with a frame-up. So they did the watered-down version, and the fact is the New York Post is caught red-handed taking that police report and lying and saying it was him wailing on her. And so you've got him right there. And they did this in a premeditated fashion, but then the extrapolation and the way they expanded it on the other sites, those are the weakest link and need to be attacked. Because News Corp is being sued every day and just keeps it quiet. You need to go after the other minions. That's where the death threats got generated from.
We're going to go after every angle. We're going to go after everybody slandering and libeling our name. And we're going to stand up, and this enough is enough. Enough is enough, and we're going to do the right thing, and we're going to make a huge example out of this.
You can name them all on the same lawsuit and then just subpoena them all. And just that process will probably cost about $15,000, but they're going to have to spend money to fight it. And believe me, they're not going to like it. And then they're going to shoot their mouths off and act up, and then it's going to become an ego thing, and I'm going to belly up with even more money. Because I want to see these chicken necks in court.
They're going to be put to court, and this is going to be a huge example of libel and slander and them trying to destroy the name of this movement. And it's not going to work, and it's going to backfire on them. Every attack they put on us is going to backfire on them because we have truth on our side, and the truth will speak for itself.
We got G. Edward Griffin coming up later, and we're opening some phones up, too. I got a bunch of news I haven't covered, but... The huge news we haven't even gotten to, tell them about Gary Hart. Gary Hart wrote a letter to Iran basically saying, our government stages attacks, you better do what we say or we'll do it. You guys confronted him, and he admitted it, and that tape's coming out soon. In fact, I need that now. I'm told that was mailed to me yesterday. I want to put that in the film about 9/11 Truth. It's almost done. But, Luke, tell us about that.
We confronted Gary Hart on his letter. He tried to deny his letter at first until Brian Kenny, one of our members here, took out the letter from his pocket and read it to him. So he couldn't deny the letter. We read it to him, and then Gary Hart admitted and said, well, I'm just trying to warn the Iranian government, the Iranian National Guard, that Bush wants to bomb Iran. And this is his own words, and he said, quote, he may use a USS Gulf Tonkin, a USS Maine, to get a war with Iran. That's what I wanted to say in my letter.
But again, that was a letter to their government, which they published, which he doesn't want the domestic idiot population to know about. You see?
He told us it was a public letter that he put on a blog. That's what he told us about that letter.
But the incredible thing is last time he got confronted, he told you guys that he never called for a new world order when we have him on video.
Exactly, and then I confronted him. I read him that quote exactly, and the man just flipped out. He flipped out and then played semantics with his words, and he said, no, they try to say it. I said it 9 times. I never said it 9 times. And then we started asking him, so what is the New World Order? Can you please explain to us what is the New World Order, and how would 9/11 get a New World Order? And then he just got really mad, and he was like, go ask George W. Bush what a New World Order is. Don't ask me. And then he took the next question and started poking fun at me. And he wouldn't answer the question about what a New World Order is.
Well, it's so sick that they've co-opted all the well-meaning conservatives. I mean, under Clinton, the mainline conservatives at Free Republic and other places knew about the New World Order. They were fighting it. Now, since Bush says it doesn't exist, they just say it doesn't exist. And we're all evil traitors because we make up NAU. None of it exists. We're the real conservatives, not you. It's so shameful. We need you to stop being enemies of the Republic and to stop going along with this whole agenda. Luke, when is that video going to be up?
Should be up later today.
I can't wait. Folks, you'll see an article about it at InfoWars.com. Thank you, Luke Radowski.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Okay, in the next segment, into the bottom of the next hour, we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We got Jeber Griffin in here from 1:30 Central to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time in studio. I've interviewed him many times over the telephone, but never in person, so I look forward to it. I get so busy defending other people, trying to help Sela Castillo, trying to help We Are Change, trying to help every other group that's out there fighting the New World Order, and I appreciate you, the listeners, coming to their aid time and time again. We couldn't do it without you. Helping the kids, families we have on where CPS has kidnapped their children for no reason. I mean, there's so much we're trying to do here, and I just appreciate you, the audience, supporting us and supporting the sponsors and everything else. What are the sponsors of this show? Well, most importantly, are PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only is it a great value with all 18 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, my in-studio interviews, archives going back 4 years and close to a month, thousands of pieces of media, scores of other films I've been authorized to post there for you. Super high quality now. CDN delivery, so it comes to you super fast and super high quality. Download, flash streaming, Windows, QuickTime. extra exclusives where you get like an hour and 40-minute extra for Endgame that didn't come with the film on top of, you know, the, I mean, it's just amazing. Now we take the last hour every day, today with G. Edward Griffin, we'll take an hour and a half, and we stream it live to you. Then we archive that file within 2 hours on PrisonPlanet.tv, so when you get home, you can watch that fourth hour, which we always try to make extra special for you. We just started that a few weeks ago. A lot of affiliates are already picking up the radio show, but it's also a TV show. At PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. And we're about to get a bigger, better office. We're going to try to develop more TV shows on the web. I'm even thinking about getting a satellite feed and doing more, but it takes capital to do that. And frankly, I like to be able to come in with the capital and help people sue Fox Television for absolutely slandering each and every one of us who believe in 9/11 truth. That we're a bunch of people that attack people that have muscular dystrophy in wheelchairs. I mean, it's just unbelievable lies. So I need fuel in my Saturn rocket to get out of the atmosphere. Fuel me. See us as an ICBM. We're fueled, folks, and you just keep loading us with fuel in air. And we're going to go in. We're going to pop our nose cone and hit them with MIRV weapons. I mean, we are blowing holes in the enemy. This is the front line. We are just blasting through them. Ragtag teams out there who I try to energize and give attention and help people network together. I'm asking you, you start your own We Are Change, your own InfoWars, Truth Action, whatever you want to call it. Just get out there and start confronting these criminals. The government does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants, and they know we're starting to get antsy about being slaves, so they're handing out machine guns to all the police, building FEMA camps, putting in Defense Department-run camera systems. Total control. We need your support, PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you go and become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, burn copies of my TV shows. If a particular report you think is important on vaccines or government bioweapons or the fakeness of the environmental movement. I care about the environment, folks. People say, you're not for the environment. No, no, no. The modern environmental movement is a eugenics movement. And we've made films about that. We've done special reports on it. The point is, every subject you can imagine, every guest you can imagine, every angle you can imagine in multifaceted interviews, and there might be 20 on 9/11 or 50 on 9/11 interviews or 100, probably more than that, probably 200 on PresentPlanet.tv. There might be 20 shows on vaccines. I mean, it's just insane. We need to go through all those interviews and video interviews and kind of categorize them. That's a good idea, but we need money to have the staff to do that. It's a catch-22. So, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you used to have a membership and don't now, go back and get another one. Or if you never got a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you're too busy to even use it, you just listen to the show on the radio, just get one as a donation. Or get one and then give the passcode, the username and passcode, to a couple of your neighbors. I don't care. Before, we only had a couple servers on it, and I didn't want you giving people your passcode because it would slow it down for everybody. But now I got CDN and a lot of headroom, so share it with 10 people. In fact, guys, I want to set the window from 3 IP addresses to 10. I want to change that right now to 10 IP addresses. That's another way to attack the enemy, destroy the enemy, crush them! You think I'm joking around, folks? You think I get up here and I yell and scream and talk like this because it's an act? I am a wild man. I'm a maniac. I'm ashamed of the way I act, but at the same time, I'm not ashamed. I'm real. These are killers, man. They're poisoning us. How do we calmly sit around and deal with them? How do we calmly put up with this anymore? I'm done. Saying we beat up a girl in a wheelchair? There's no end to these people. You're the ones attacking us. You're the ones destroying our country. You're the ones getting rid of our borders. You're the ones launching wars in our names and making us pay for it when the whole country's completely bankrupt. You're the ones building FEMA camps and writing books about how they're good and how we need to go in them and saying the sinners need to go to secret camps and be tortured. They're calling for our death, and I've had enough of it. Okay, I'm going to settle down. I got a lot of news I want to cover. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Actually, I want to play a clip of a Lynn Horowitz film. I'll take a few calls because I got to play that before Griffin joins us. And I got all this news here in front of me. Oh, God. It's just so insane, all the things that are happening. All the things that are going on. It's normal to freak out over a media that's saying torture and secret arrest of people that disagree with the government is now good. They're not up there saying that in unison on all the major news channels because they want to kiss and make nice. You think those little cowardly, effeminate men at Fox and CNN, do you think they care one bit if I was to go to a camp and be tortured to death? They like it. They're petty, power trip trash who do nothing but kiss each other's hind ends and grovel and simper around and are into their penthouses and their sports cars. They are trash. They are enemies of you and your family. Mortal enemies. The globalists want their police state so they can fuse it. They're reporting you're going to be paying five, six, seven, eight. Mainstream news reporting you're going to be paying basically unlimited amounts for gas, unlimited amounts for food. It's all contrived. They're raping you. They hate you. Now police chiefs in major cities say, yeah, we wear black uniforms to intimidate you. Yeah, we're handing out machine guns to oppress the American people. Yeah, we're building camps. Yeah, we're getting ready for martial law in case the public doesn't like it. We're the bosses now. I'm already digressing. The point is, I want you to make copies of all my films and get them out to everybody. I want you to make copies of Endgame and Terror Storm. I want you to get Loose Change Final Cut on DVD at InfoWars.com. I want you to get American Drug War so you can see how these bastards ship the drugs in and then have the nerve to put your kids in prison if they get caught using it. I mean, it's so sick. In Washington, you're fired. Just in, We Are Changed New York just confronted Newt Gingrich. Philly 9/11 Truth confronts Ted Turner. Video up. Transmitted to the network. Let's get it up on InfoWars now. Stand by. We need to be flooded with funds, ladies and gentlemen, so we can try to defend and help these attack ships. That's basically what it is. And so that we can intensify our operations against the New World Order crime syndicate. And we need you to not wait for orders from headquarters. We need you to take action. So go to InfoWars.com and buy all the books and videos and DVDs and just know you throw more coal into our engine so that we can get that engine going and get that train going even faster. And you bet it's a collision course. The enemy's got their train. They're throwing coal in it. The dead bodies of dead Iraqi children. The propaganda. Their pharmaceutical ad money. And they think we're going to blink. Hey, there's no track to get off. There's no stopping it now. The murdering terrorist that carried out the attacks will be brought to justice. You have to visualize that. Not because it's mumbo-jumbo. By visualizing, you're able to do it. In sports, in business, in anything. We're going to bring them to justice. They're going to stand in the Nuremberg dock. It's all going to come out. You didn't just kill Kennedy. Yeah, you blew his head off, but people said, well, that's him, not us. But the American people know in their gut, if you'll kill 3,000 of us, you'll kill 3 million of us. And they're now going, wait a minute, they'll kill 3,000 of us for no reason, even if we serve them and buy into the lie. Hell, they probably are poisoning us. And then the people go find out they are poisoning you. I'm going to say it again, cops. You think I'm nuts? You bet I'm crazy. Those of you that think you're normal living in this system, you think it's normal to go from 1 in 33 with cancer to 1 in 3? You think it's normal to go from 1 in a couple thousand to have diabetes to now 1 in 4 or 1 in 3, depending on the numbers you look at? You think it's normal to have all the rats dying in GMO tests and then they certify it for us to eat? You think human-cow clones are normal? We're living in crazy land. And I, for one, am not going along with it anymore. Now, I'm going to tell you again, officers listening, FBI doesn't matter. You can go find out the government engineered AIDS. It's declassified. It's public. You can go find out they engineered a lot of other stuff. I got a tape of the discoverer of the polio vaccine admitting that it was scores, over 40 deadly bioweapons viruses. You know what monkeys they used? You know why the U.S. and U.N. built their bioweapons labs in England and France in Africa? Because they could get away with whatever they wanted. Not a free society, no radio, no TV locally. It's all declassified. They created Ebola, everything. All of it. And Dr. Pianca gives speeches and gets standing ovations when he says soon airborne will be released and 90% of us will die. And the entire auditorium stands for three-minute-long sustained standing ovations. It's a sick cult, isn't it? You imagine the power trips of all these scientists? Many of them have been let in on the plan. As soon as their police state's in place, as soon as the police are trained for roadblocks and locking down cities, they're going to start releasing it. You understand? And I know you're not going to listen now, but when you die, police, when your children are dying, you can at least get on the radio and tell officers in the next town that didn't know that it was them, that they did it. Will you do the right thing? Will it have a Hollywood ending? Like in Soylent Green when he says it's made out of people, you got to tell them, Hatcher. Soon they'll be breeding us like cattle. Or it won't be like that, will it? You'll probably just sit there and die with your children vomiting with sores all over them, with blood coming out of every orifice. You'll probably sit on the radio begging for the black helicopters to come save you. You will, won't you? Yes. Yes, that's what you're going to do, isn't it? You'll sit there just like the head of the police in the county around New Orleans when the feds told him, you can't go get your mommy. He said, yes, sir, mommy dies. Because that's who you are. You've lived a lie, you've lived cowardice so long that you're fully committed to all of it. And then when Reverend Jeremiah Wright comes out and tells the truth, you'll call him a traitor. But don't confuse that with Barack Obama. He just did that in local politics to get elected state senator. He doesn't believe any of that. He believes, like the speech at the end of The Shooter, where he tells him, there's only the haves and the have-nots, the winners and the losers. You might as well be on the side who's well-paid. You guys on the side that's well-paid only survived because you had a free society to feed off of, and now you've run that down the tubes, and the boys at the top of the pyramid are closing it all down now. The joy ride's over for everybody, and I'm mad about it because I want to go wax my car. I want to go on vacations. I want to work out 2 hours a day. But I can't do any of that because I know the whole society is run by a criminally insane mob of psychopathic genius eugenicists who openly in every one of their statements say they plan to kill us. I played the top eugenicists / top robotics experts in the world that head up entire university divisions saying that the cyborg class is going to kill the rest of the Terrans as soon as they're in control. And that's what the owner of Sun Microsystems told you. He said, I went to a meeting with 200-plus of the top owners of technology companies, and all they talked about was how they're going to get life extension and how they're going to kill the rest of us. You understand? This is science fiction. It's 2008, you idiots. They got a huge black op surrounding us. We've got no future if they continue. You think they're going to be content with killing the Africans? Or killing the Asians? Or killing us? They're never going to stop until we stop them. Play Jeremiah Wright. Playing. Listen to this. Listen to it.
In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things. As I said to my members, if you haven't read things and you can't... Based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact... One of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
And I want you cops who are listening laughing right now, God forbid I tried to stop it, but when your 20-year-old son or daughter is dying of a rare brain tumor connected totally to the different viruses they've been caught putting in every major vaccine that's been studied, when you're there and your son takes that and you hear that death rattle, you ever been in a room when somebody dies? I've been in a room multiple times. I want you to remember that you didn't listen to me because it was too good to be in a power position. It was too good to rationalize and make excuses about who you work for. Oh, I hate your guts, you cowards out there who can't admit what we've become. Get real! All the scumbag, cowardly patriots who think this is all a game, being a patriot. The other talk show hosts and people, you get your head screwed on straight, too. Realize how serious this is, you little cowards.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
I'm not going to lay here and stand still while these bastards murder me. 99.9% of you aren't part of the elite out there listening right now. I don't care if you got $100 million in the bank and you play golf with U.S. senators. You're nothing to the New World Order. And I've had enough of them. carrying out their operations in secret. And I'm blasting through your calls now. I got a bunch of news coming up. And we got G. Everett Griffin orbiting towards the studio right now. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air from Chicago.
Yes, Alex. This is Wright. He's sailing under false colors. He's one of the New World Order. He got a Rockefeller Fellowship. He's a professor in theology, University of Chicago, Chicago Theological Seminary.
Yeah, but let's be clear. Let me just stop you. And I'm not defending Wright and a lot of stuff he says. This is a diversion. You called before. You're going for Hillary. I believe they're all bad. I wouldn't vote for either one of them. Now, the point is there's a lot of people. Every Rhodes Scholar doesn't serve the New Order. A lot of them rebel against it. Just because Wright got some scholarship when the Rockefellers give out $20,000 a year or whatever doesn't mean he's exposing it. The proof is in the pudding. The fruit is on the tree. Go ahead.
Well, the other point is, a couple of points. You talk about him being a Korean War veteran. He was born September 22nd, 1941.
Never talked about him being
a... Well, I heard that. The blacks put it out.
Said I talk about it.
Well, all right, I'll retract that.
That's shocking.
But this has been publicized. You're picking on an elderly Korean War veteran. Now, the situation...
Hold on, stop right there. First you said that I said he was a Korean War veteran, you were saying I'm wrong. That's not true. Now you say I'm picking on an elderly Korean War veteran. Maybe I'm beating girls up in wheelchairs next.
No. What I'm trying to say is you talked about Cheney, or you said this, and also this Wright. No military record. Well, you know something? Let's look at Martin Luther Kingfish, Jesse Jackson, James Jackson, Al Sharpman. They had no military record. Black Panthers, Stokely Carmichael, H. Craft Brown, Fred Hamster, Malcolm X-Ray. No military record. So what are these guys talking about? Seems to me that there's a false paradigm going on here.
Hey, listen, I never said that these guys were some type, that this Wright guy's a perfect person. I'm saying the issue about our government testing chemicals, biologicals on everybody, and they do it to black, white, doesn't matter, is wrong, and it needs to stop. And I said Al Sharpton is definitely the lesser of the two men. He is attacking Reverend Wright right now.
Well, that's the false paradigm. They're all on the same team. The only other thing, I condemn Hillary for talking about a bulletproof Bush that was in the Kosovo. That never happened.
Look, William Crystal is now endorsing Hillary. Operation Chaos is meant to get her elected.
Well, given the fact that, we have this price, the situation with the milk and bread racketeering, and they used to have FBI agents on the Chicago Board of floor of the Chicago Board of Trade. Maybe we need somebody in there and not laissez-faire for big business. And I'm saying Ron Paul will go with big business, and I don't believe in that. He says less government, no government. Let these racketeers please.
I hear you. Look, I appreciate your call, and I'm not picking on a Korean War vet. I appreciate your call, and I understand the points you're making. But listen, big corporations lobby for big government. You've got it backwards. It's a fact. They get corporate welfare. They use big government to go after their competition. You couldn't have this big government and all this corrupt global corporate system if you didn't have big government. If you didn't have people wanting big government, the corporations didn't want it. What are global corporations? What's the New World Order? It's global corporations setting up a world government they own and run. Real simple. That's the New World Order. Global fascism, where they use socialism to socialize us, to control us, but then they keep the profits. It's socialism on the bottom, fascism on the top. That's the true political paradigm, but you won't learn that in political science. They'll teach you a load of bull.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.